From the studios of NPR West, I'm Tony Cox.
Everybody's got a thing, but some don't know how to handle it.
Mesa Leek's warm voice first wrapped around our ears noticeably when she sang the Stevie Wonder tune Don't You Worry About a Thing with the jazz group Incognito. But it's this song, Deep Water, that the Morgan State University alum sang on another Incognito tune that fans have come to expect from the singer before she leaves the stage.
Is it a cry? For me to be feeling this way?
Mesa struck out on her own to perform as a solo artist. Her latest efforts include a CD called Smooth Sailing. The CD is a musical smorgasbord that includes up-tempo scat jazz numbers and some finger-popping, have-yourself-a-meditative-moment joints. Mesa is lending her beautiful voice to serve as the national spokeswoman for respiratory syncytial virus, a respiratory illness that affects premature and other at-risk infants. Her own son, Jazz, was diagnosed with RSV when he was just 8 months old. Joining us now from our New York studios is Mesa Leek. Mesa, nice to meet you over the radio.
Hello, nice to meet you too.
Tell us how you found out that your son, Jazz, had RSV.
Well, one night after I discovered he had a cold, he was having a normal cold, but then one night I saw his chest heaving. And that scared me instantly. Because I had been through so much with him with the prematurity and everything, I instantly rushed him to the hospital. And that's the first time I heard about RSV.
I've done some reading up on RSV, and it sounds like the common cold, in a sense, only a common cold that can go haywire and become very dangerous, even deadly. Is that a good description of it?
That's a perfect description. That's because, you know, RSV in all of us is just a cold. But because premature babies don't develop the antibodies that they need from their mom in the last months of pregnancy, they're susceptible to this disease more so than anybody else because they don't have what they need to fight it.
So how's Jazz doing now?
He's perfect.
Yeah, looks like Mama's smiling.
Intelligent.
He's lovely. Go ahead and say he's lovely too, right, Mom?
He is perfection.
Something about being a mom, I guess.
I know, it's awesome.
How does that experience, having the child and having to go through the drama, and I know that it was drama with regard to his illness, how does that affect you as a singer?
It affects me tremendously because I can't concentrate when my son is sick. I don't want to do anything else but make him well. And I guess, and I'm sure other mothers out there, you know, when you have such busy lives and you're trying to do five things at one time, to have your baby sick, that's probably one of the hardest things to deal with. So my whole goal is to go out there and try to help people get this information so that they can help their child in the early stages of this or even help prevent the disease from happening in their family.
Now, Out of the Blue, that's a song that you recorded for Jazz, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, was that during, when that song came out of your heart and your soul, was that as he was recovering or after he had recovered? Where did that song come from?
I actually wrote this song while I was in the hospital, just after he was born. He was, I guess, about a day after he was born. I was in the hospital. I had emergency surgery to have Jazz, and so I was all hooked up to all these, you know, tubes and everything, and I was in the bed and wondering, you know, I knew I was going to have this baby, but he still came out of the blue.
Now, you have a new CD out as well. It's called Smooth Sailing. That's a good title. Mm. You know, there are a number of very nice tunes on here, but I want to ask you about a couple of them, because one really caught me, especially in the beginning, and that's the last cut, Unexpectedly.
That was written by my producer, Rex Rideout. The words just pretty much said everything I needed to say about Jazz and how beautiful he is to me and how, you know, he just unexpectedly came into my life.
Take over my mind. I surrender to the rush of your tide. You're making me weak, so it's
You know, you talk about, and your biographical material talks about how the songs that you sing and songs that you're involved with are ones that you have a personal sometimes or an emotional connection to. And one of the songs on here talks about a love that was lost. You know the one I'm talking about? Oh, she's smiling. Okay, so the, so what happened? What happened?
Those eyes that smile, it's hard to erase from a memory. His kiss, oh, those tender lips, should have never let him get so close to me.
Actually, I haven't felt that way in a long time, but that song, written by Angela Johnson, that song was such a great song, and it really spoke to me, and I felt like somebody needed to hear that song. I personally have not pined after anybody like that for a long time.
For
so
a long time.
I'm kind of, yeah, so I'm kind of cool now.
You're past that, huh?
Yeah, yeah, because I made that decision a long time ago, you know, after I had my son, and pretty much this is what the whole album is about. After I turned 38 years old recently, I thought, you know what, I'm making this choice now. I'm not going to be upset and dying over people and wondering, oh, somebody going to love me and worrying about money every day and all those kind of things. I'm like, I just chose to be happy. And once I made a decision to be happy, everything clicked in my life. Things just seemed to snowball toward greatness in my life. And I don't know what happened. I just know that I made that choice, and I want other people to be inspired by making that kind of choice. And I know it's hard out here, and I know that you might have bills and things are coming down on you and you're not with the person you want to be with and all those things. But if you remain focused and centered on happiness in yourself, then you can deal with other stuff better, I think.
I think you're right. That's why it's called smooth sailing, right?
Yeah,
absolutely. And let's talk about this. I read something about you that I found was really interesting. First of all, back from your Incognito days, I mean, that was a great group, and you were a great singer with them. But I read that you actually auditioned for that group over the telephone. Is that right?
I sure did.
I can't believe it.
I was singing, when I was with Stevie, singing background on the Jungle Fever album, Stevie wasn't on tour at that time, so I was working at different various like stores and stuff and trying to make ends meet. And I did a session for a producer who's a British producer named Steve Harvey. And one day I was calling Steve for some money that he owed me. And he told me he didn't have the money, but he had a great audition. He said his best friend needed a new singer. So I was like, okay, who is this? Give me the audition then. And where's my buddy?
Just so, you know, not that there's anybody living who shouldn't know who you were talking about when you said Stevie, but we are talking about the incomparable Stevie Wonder. Stevie Wonder, of course.
Yeah.
But now that you're on your own and you're a mom, is your energy split? You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. I just spent 3.5 weeks with Incognito in Japan and Milan, Italy. And it was so difficult being away from my son, I can't tell you. But I knew that my life would change once I did have a baby. And it has. I mean, everything's about him. And like my mother told me one day when I was upset over his father, you know, that kind of stuff. We weren't getting along, and, you know. And she's like, look, it ain't about you no more. It's about him. It's about the baby. And she's so right.
Well, let me ask you this, Mesa, as we bring it to a close, and understand where I'm coming from with this. I'm not suggesting anything, but I'm a parent, too, so that's why I feel like I can ask this. Do you think that you are in danger of losing an edge because you have to concentrate not just on your music but also on being a mother?
No, I don't. I don't have to make that decision because I have a extremely supportive family. I joke around and say that I'm really Jazz's aunt. My mother's really his real mother because she really takes care of him, you know. I just feel like Aunt Mesa come home with all the gifts, you know, that kind of thing. So I can focus full steam ahead on my music. It's just a little more difficult because I know my baby's there and I miss him and he misses me.
Mesa Lake is the national spokesperson for respiratory syncytial virus. She is known for her vocal fusion of R&B and smooth jazz with the group Incognito, and currently on her fourth release, Smooth Sailing. Mesa, it is smooth sailing, isn't it?
It's great.
Thank you
it's
so
awesome.
Much. Thank you very much for
thank
being
you,
with
Tony.
Us.
Thank you, Tony. I've been a big fan of your voice. I've heard you for a long time.
Oh, thank you very much. My mama be happy to hear that. All right. Bye-bye now.
All right, bye.
It's gonna be smooth.
To listen to this show, visit NPR.org, where you can also order CDs and transcripts or call 877-NPR-TEXT. This is a news and opinion program created by NPR News and the African American Public Radio Consortium. I'm Tony Cox. This is NPR News.